Good evening, everybody. Tonight's Divrei Torah should be Le'ilei Nishmas, Rachel Bas Reb Shimon, Rachi Newman, as well as Joseph Blumenthal, Yosef Ben Yedidya, Moses Zwiebel, Moshe Eliezer Ben Svi, and Shmuel Schneerson, Shimon Ben Yitzchak. All of their yard sites are this evening on Tez Zayin Av. They should have an Aliyah in Gan Eden Shamayla due to our Divrei Torah. So last night we began to talk about the sugya of Haskar Shem Shemaim Levatala, and somebody who recites a bracha Levatala, and we spoke about the Yerushalmi that the Rambam quotes, as well as Tosfos, that if a person makes a bracha Levatala, he is supposed to say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusa Le'olam Va'ed, or he is supposed to recite Gadol Hashem U'Mehulo Me'od, some sort of Shvach V'Hodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Rishonim have a machlokes about what exactly the point of saying Baruch Shem is. After all, I already said the bracha Levatala, I already created the Chilul Hashem. The way the Rambam formulates it is, once I make a bracha levatala, I'm violating my Yerushamayim, because if I took Yerushamayim seriously, if I took HaKadosh Baruch Hu seriously, I wouldn't just throw his name around without thinking about it first. So that's what we discussed last night, and now I just want to move on to another very interesting part of that sugya of Hazkaras Shem Shamayim Levatala, and that is the following. We know that in the days of yore, they used to have a practice that a person, instead of signing his name, would sign it with a ring, right? He would have some sort of symbol on his ring, and he would sign it with a signet ring. So not always was the signet ring the person's name. Not always was the ring, the initials. Sometimes they used to have a symbol. Everybody knew, like the Gemara says in Gittin, everybody knew that Rav Tzir Kavra. The Gemara says that Rav used to draw a fish every time he signed his name, and everybody knew. If you see this kind of picture of a fish, the Gemara says we know that it was Rav who signed on the shtar. So the Chavos Yar has the following suffix. What happens if somebody has a signet ring? For whatever reason, he ends up with such a ring, a strange case. But the Chavos Yar says it has the Shem Havaya on his ring. This is the way he signs documents. He pushes his finger onto a document and it says Shem Havaya. So what are you going to do about the fact that you're going to throw the Shem Havaya in the garbage? What are you going to do about the fact that these shtars don't stick around forever? Somebody borrows money from someone else, somebody lends money, you give a shtar, then you throw it out after it's finished. So stam, it's not a good idea. But let's say we're talking about ksuba. Ksuba is something that lasts forever. A person never uses a ksuba, let's say. Or you have a get. Somebody has to keep the get for a long time to make sure that they can prove evidence later on that they were actually divorced kahalacha. So here, you have this person who has a signet ring with the Shem Havaya on it, and every time he stamps his name, he's writing the Shem Havaya. So the Chavos Yar has a suffix, and the later Achranim quote this, is that considered being motzi Shem Shamayim Levatala? The way the Rambam understands it, the whole crux of the Isser of Motzi Shem Shamayim Levatala is because we have to express our Yerushamayim, and if we take HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence seriously, we're not just going to throw his name around for no reason. So says the Chavos Yar, perhaps the same way we would say that somebody who just recites or enunciates HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, Levatala, is in violation of Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, perhaps if you're Kosev Shem Hashem for no good reason, you're also in violation of Es Hashem Elokecha Tira. A very, very interesting suffix. What's more interesting is that this is not a local issue that has to do with Haskar Hashem Shamayim Levatala. This is really a very global issue that has a lot of halachic nafkaminas, and I just want to bring some of them out because it's extremely fascinating. This is a discussion that we find in the Tshuva Svarim from all the generations about whether we assume that Ksiva is Kedibur Dami or not. When we say that you have to enunciate something with Dibur, you have to say something, is it good enough if you write it? Or do we assume that no, you have to actually enunciate it? Where does this come up? So the first place that's discussed by many Achronim is the Tshuvas Rabbi Kiva Eger and Simon Chavtes and Chelek Aleph. Rabbi Kiva Eger got the following Shaila from his uncle, Rab Wolf Eger. Not sure exactly who it is, but in the Tshuva it's written to his uncle, Rab Wolf Eger. So Rabbi Kiva Eger got the following Shaila. Somebody, our practice is, a big machlokas of Rishonim, the Bahag, the Rambam, all the Rishonim have a machlokas by Sfiras HaOmer. What happens if I miss one day of Sfir? What's our minig halacha l'maisa? Minig is that you continue to count without a bracha, because we're chayshish for the Bahag, that perhaps all the days of Sfir are considered one mitzvah. So if you miss one, you're out, so you're not allowed to make a bracha the rest of the days. Well, said Rabbi Fager, what happens if you have a case like this? Somebody forgot to count Sfir one night, and he knows that he forgot to count. Missed the whole day of Sfir, now he's up to the next day, and he's about to count without a bracha. So as the Rabbi Kivager was presented with the following shayla. But on that day, this person wrote a letter to someone. And in the top of the letter he wrote, today is such and such day in the Sfiras HaOmer. So he had the suffix. Should we assume that yes, when it came time for Myra, if you didn't have a chance to actually count Sfira, you forgot about it by the time you got home, you didn't count either, and you missed the whole day. But on that day, you wrote the day of the Sfira. So perhaps if we assume ksiva is kedibur dami, perhaps if we assume halacha lemaisa that when somebody writes something that's already considered as if he's enunciated it with his lips, with his mouth, then perhaps it's good enough and it can continue to count with the bracha. This is the suffix that was presented to Rabbi Akiva Eiger. So obviously the uncle of Rabbi Akiva Eiger is a big Talmud Chacham himself, so he came up with a chiddush. He wanted to say, perhaps you can prove it from a Gemara in Megillah. How are we going to prove that ksiva is lab kedibur dami, that writing something is not considered like enunciating it with your lips itself? Said Rabbi Feger as follows. This is found also, the Pischei Tshuva quotes this in other contexts from the Shev Yaakov, the same chiddush. Perhaps from the fact that the Gemara says that a person has to read the Megillah mitoch haksav. A person has to read the Megillah from a Megillah. Ask Rabbi Feger, why can't I just write it? I'll spend the whole Purim sitting and writing Megillah Esther on a cloth, and that should be good enough. So why shouldn't that suffice? Why does the Gemara tell us that a person has to actually read the Megillah on Purim? So he brought a raya, perhaps you should say, that we see from here that ksiva is lav kedibur dami, because from the fact the Gemara says that by Mikra Megillah you have to actually read it, it's not good enough to write it on Purim, you have to read the Megillah. So perhaps you see from there that ksiva is lav kedibur dami. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger does not like that chiddush at all. He says, what are you talking about? Mikra Megillah is not a raya. There's a special halacha by Mikra Megillah that you need kriya mitoch haksav. Even if a person does say the words in the Megillah, but he says it by heart. Let's say I'm a Baal Kori for many, many years, and I don't need the Megillah. So I get up one Purim and I just say the whole thing Baal Peh. Am I yotzei the Mikra Megillah?
No.
No, why not? You need kriya mitoch haksav. Meaning it's not a halacha in dibur by Mikra Megillah. It's a halacha that I have to read it from a piece of paper, from a cloth. So therefore, if I read it from a cloth, I'm yotzei. If I just say it out loud, I'm not yotzei. If I just write it, of course I'm not yotzei, because I need kriya mitoch haksav. And the Rabbi Akiva Eiger says from here, you can't prove anything. You don't see either way. This halacha by Mikra Megillah is a separate halacha, and you can't conclude anything to other halachas that would come from there. The Kli Chemda also raises this suffix of Rabbi Akiva Eiger, and the Kli Chemda says, well, I have another consideration. By Mikra Megillah, a person needs Persume Nisa. So what are you going to have Persume Nisa if a person sits and writes his own Megillah on Purim? That's not a Persume Nisa. If you're going to read the Megillah from a cloth, and everyone's going to hear what you're saying, so then you have Persume Nisa. But stam to go and write the Megillah, that's not going to be a kiyum of the Persume Nisa that's necessary when one reads the Megillah. So therefore, the doicha that raya from Megillah, you can't bring any proof from the fact that one has to actually read the Megillah mitoch haksav. The Tzemach David, who is one of the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva Eiger, so he has ha'aros on the Tshuvas of Rabbi Akiva Eiger, so he writes, what happens if you have a case like this? What happens if you have a kohen who was always noseis kapav? He always duchened every day, he lives in Eretz Yisrael, he loves duchening. And now he has a rachmana litzlan, he has a stroke, he's not able to say the birchas kohanim anymore. So the Tzemach David says, perhaps if we have this big machlokas achronim, whether ksiva is kedibur dami or not, perhaps this kohen has a way out. He can get up every morning when he comes to shul. Yes, unfortunately, he's not able to say the birchas kohanim with his lips anymore, but why doesn't he go to somebody at the table, write down Yivarecha Hashem Yishmerecha, give it to him and say, look, I'm doing the birchas kohanim, I'm giving you a bracha, ksiva is kedibur dami. Perhaps that's good enough. Also an interesting suffix, because the pashtus is from the way the Gemara explains what birchas kohanim is all about, you need to have a communication between the tzibur and the kohen, so stam to write it on a piece of paper sounds like what the Kli Chemda argues. The same way you need Persume Nisa by Mikra Megillah, and that's why it doesn't work just to write it, so too by Berchas Kohanim, you need some sort of relationship between the kohen and the tzibur. Stam for him to go write it on a piece of paper, what's that going to get with regard to this? The Divrei Chaim, the Sanzer Rav, has also a very interesting tshuva, where he talks about the following. We know that in Shulchan Aruch Yeravadeya and Hilchas Kibud Avaim, Simad Reish Mem, says a person is not allowed to call his father by his first name. A person is also not allowed to talk to someone else about his father by his first name. So the Divrei Chaim has the suffix, what happens if my father gives me his doctor bills and he says, I want you to fill out the forms, I want you to fill out my insurance forms, and part of that is I have to write my father's name. So am I allowed to say my father's name? Absolutely not. But am I allowed to write my father's name? So the Divrei Chaim has the suffix and he says, of course that's going to be mutter. And the Divrei Chaim writes, because even if you're going to say that it's not kibud avaim, over here your father needs his insurance forms filled out. So what are you going to do? Rav Moshe says, even if he doesn't need the insurance forms filled out, even if you're doing it just dumb, you're doodling and you want to write your father's name, you can't say ksiva kedibur dami. You can't say that I'm in violation of kibud avaim if I just write my father's name. It's not the same as throwing my father's name out of my mouth and saying it off the bat. So the Chafetz Chaim has a very important halach, and he says, oh, perhaps by the Isser Lashon Hara you should say the same thing. Ksiva is lav kedibur. So you don't want to violate the Isser Lashon Hara. Don't talk to your friend about it. Write down all the Lashon Hara you want about someone else. It says the Chafetz Chaim, He can't bring any conclusions from all these other sugyas. Why? Because the Chafetz Chaim says you have to back up and understand what is the violation of the Issur Lashon Hara. The violation is to cause tsar, to cause nezek, to cause harm to somebody else. Are you causing the harm if you write it on a piece of paper? Of course. So the Chafetz Chaim says, obviously we would assume that by Lashon Hara, everything would apply by Ksiva the same way it would apply by Dibur. One last thing is, in Shulchan Aruch and Yaradeya and Hilchas Nidarim, in Siman Reish Chaf Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch says the following. It says very clearly that Ksiva is Lav Kedibur Dami. The Mechaber paskins that when we write something, it's not considered as if one said it with his lips. What is that talking about? So there the Shulchan Aruch says, somebody who takes a Shvua or a Neder that he's never going to talk. A Meshugana takes a Neder, he's never going to talk again. So is he allowed to write? So the Shulchan Aruch says, yes, he's allowed to write. No. So why do all the Achronim have these Sveikas by everything? By Nesias Kapayim, we said. By writing the Father's name. We have the Suffolk by Lashon Hara. We have the Suffolk also by Sviras HaEmer. Why do we have all these Sveikas, whether Ksivas, Kedibur Dami? Look in Shulchan Aruch. What does it say in Ilchus Nadarim? If a person takes a Neder that he's not going to talk, so he's allowed to write. So don't you see Beferish that? Ksivas, Lav, Kedibur Dami, what's the Suffolk? So the Achronim say, no. Pischa Tshuva over there writes in Yaradeya, it's not the same. Hilchus Nadarim really depends on Lashon B'nai Adam. Hilchus Nadarim depends what a person meant when he took the nether. So we think about what do normal people mean when they say, I'm never going to talk again. They mean, I'm not going to use my voice. Of course I'm going to communicate with other people. Of course I'm going to write. I'm not making a nether that I'm not going to do anything for the rest of my life. I'm just making a nether that I'm not going to talk again. So says the Shulchan Aruch, in such a case, if I make a nether that I'm not going to talk, I would still be allowed to write, because that's not what I had in mind when I took the nether. And in Hilchus Nedarim, we assume that Haloch Achar Lashem Nei Adam. But you can't extrapolate from there to anywhere else, whether Ksiva is Kedibur Dami or not. And then we're left with the suffix that we have, Rabbi Kiveger raises, and the Tzemach David, and the Klichemda, that everyone has about all these different cases. So bottom line, when it comes to Haskar Hashem Shamayim Levatol, the Chavaz Yar has the same suffix. When you have this halacha that it's Asur Lahazkir Shem Shamayim Levatolo, the question is a person allowed to use a signet ring that has the Shem Havaya? Are you allowed to be Mazkir Shem Shamayim in that context? Or do we assume, no, Ksiva is not the same as Dibur, and one would not be in violation of Es Hashem Elokecha Tira of Haskar Shem Shamayim Levatolo by simply writing the Shem Hashem the same way we would assume he's in violation just by saying the Shem Hashem Levatolo. Maybe we'll continue tomorrow night.